Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Sandspants Radio,
Australia's least coherent podcast network.
In the summer of 2019, Joel Zammit turned to me and said, "What can we do for this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival that isn't just a live podcast like we always do?" And I turned to him and I said, "What if I did a quiz show that heavily featured my belly and hucked a loogie at everything that is good and decent?" And from that conversation, Big Deal was born. And we did it at that year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and no one called the cops. And so, we're doing it again. That's right, you have another chance to see the greatest show on earth, Big Deal, at this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Head to sanspantsradio.com/live right this fucking instant to grab yourself some tickets and make sure you're there to witness what I'm sure critics will call a sin.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Adam.
I'm Jackson.
I'm Zoe V.
And Cass is also here, but she's in the kitchen.
And today's topic is bugger.
Butter?
Bugger.
Bugger.
Like a person who bugs.
Ah, yes, that is the meaning.
Means to fuck in the ass.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, good.
It also is an exclamation of like, ah, bugger.
Why don't, instead of saying
bugger. You guys started this episode too early, I'm still chewing gum.
It's a powerful gag. I don't know why we don't do this. I'm excited for when Cass gets it.
She doesn't even know the episode.
Gum still has flavor.
You're so what? Genuinely upset.
What a cruel
thing to rob you
hey,
of.
I didn't hit the backup. I was so
I
excited.
Know, I saw. I pointed out, hey, hit the backup, and you were like,
I didn't. I just adjusted the levels.
What? I mean, whatever.
It's crazy
we're
when I'm in
it
command.
Fast and loose. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Cass, we've started.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you guys are so quiet. I had no idea. I was merely in another room. Oh, how was I to know what was happening? How was I to know them being like, okay, we'll start the air, and she's going to have to run it. No!
I bet
I'm
you. No, you moved with a spring in your step.
You
I know you
did. Still haven't started the backup.
There's no point starting it after the episode has begun.
You can save a bit.
Look, I heard
all right, the episode, the backup's going.
Adam has too much power in
yeah,
that
he's
seat.
Not allowed to sit in that
no,
seat anymore.
It's frightening.
I usually sit there. It would have been funny for you to start the episode.
You
and then
usually
me start.
Sit here. What are you talking yeah. about? Jackson usually sits here.
I usually sit there when Jackson's not there.
That's true.
I forgot about the episodes we
Guess
did with Jackson.
Guess here.
Both of us. You are not third banana.
Guess what
banana.
I am today.
What? Top banana.
Yeah, that's fucking right.
You're one of those bananas that has too many brown spots, mate.
Oh, you're just being rude.
You use
rude
them
now.
For banana bread.
Top yeah, banana rots useful. In the sun. Bottom banana, monkey's delight.
I'm trying this new trick of self-confidence. I'm going to do the next few Shut Up A Seconds. Be ready for that, audience.
I'm ready to break you down.
Oh, no.
Good luck. Anyway, bugger. Theoretical
instead
question.
Instead of saying bugger, we say fuck us when things go wrong. Or
us fucker.
A fucked ass.
Well,
instead of
a lot
bugger.
More TV shows are going to become higher rated.
That's true. How many shows do you know where they say bugger? You know, often.
Australian shows? Probably a few, but I don't watch Neighbours. So. Yeah.
The one Australian show.
Or Home and Away.
I love Toadie.
Bugger's one of those ones where, for us growing up, it was only ever used as a, damn it, or oh, curses.
Yeah.
And then you learn the history of it, you're like, oh, that's awful, I hate that, but you've grown up saying it in the cute way, and now we have to dismantle the meaning.
Absolutely. It's such a fun, such a good, like, I don't know, it's good if there's, like, something goes wrong, big pause, then bugger, you know what I mean? Everything falls apart, maybe the shelf collapses in on you, a plate smashes, and then there's, a beat, and then you're like, bugger.
That's good. Feel like I have a reason to say bugger. Sorry.
I was going
to
say, because fuck doesn't have as much gravitas. It's like, pause. Fuck.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a deal. Yeah, bugger. Bugger is like... they're pretty equal, to be honest.
I'm going to say bugger has a different context because we don't hear anyone in US media using it. So fuck has a range of contexts that are predefined for us that we grow up watching. Mm-hmm. But with bugger, because it's older people who have said that to us, it's purely Australian.
That's true.
The whole thing of comedic timing, because comedy is different in different cultures.
Yeah.
That's why there's so many different versions of shows and half of them are bad.
Yes.
But it's comedy different in different cultures, so that when we see something go, like drop something and go, bugger. Mm. It's fun and it's silly because I feel like our humor is more silly and less serious than US humor, which does have a different kind of gravitas. Not that it's better or worse, it's just different.
What's their noise, though? What's their equivalent of bugger when everything collapses and it's there's a beat?
Do you know what? Shoot.
Yeah. Oh, shoot's good.
See, I feel like I never have a reason to say bugger because I feel like in the hierarchy, fuck is just better.
Yeah,
it's just more powerful. It's
Adam
got more emphasis.
Fuck.
Oh, little fuck boy.
I do, but I can't have any.
So, Adam can have littler fuck.
As a treat.
But yeah, I never get a chance to say bugger because if I'm ever in a situation that is upsetting, I either don't feel like I have a reason to say anything until I can say fuck. Does that make sense?
Yes,
fuck.
Yes, everything in your life is very serious. But for Jackson or I, if a shelf fell in on us, we're like, oh, bugger.
I'm feeling like the exact same. If a shelf falls in, the shelf is either at the level of fuck or I can't say anything.
I feel like
I'm not allowed to order you.
I feel like it'd be a shit, to be honest. If a shelf collapsed ever, I'd be like, shit, that's
Hang
my...
On. No.
Shit is in progress.
Yeah.
shit.
I think the difference as well, the first time Jackson said it is how I interpreted, which is a shell fell in on me. So I think that's an important distinction. If I watch something collapse and I'm like, oh no, things are broken, like, fuck, oh no, that's broken.
But still,
but if I get hurt, cute and funny.
I still feel like all of our fucks and shits and buggers are like a bit like, did I do that? They've got a bit of the like, oh, it's not a big deal about them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, anyone else can laugh at your misfortune. That's comedy.
I'm imagining it's like, okay, so like, I don't know, say there's like a whole bunch of technical equipment set up and I trip on the cords and everything collapses. If I'm
stop,
like,
stop, it's too funny.
Stop, it's too real.
Whoa. But if I was like, fuck, you're not going to be like, oh, you old polecat. You're going to be like, Jackson, you're in big trouble.
No, but I think the difference as well, because when you're like, talking about like calamity pause bugger, you're not going calamity pause fuck, you're going calamity pause fuck.
Yeah, that's true. It's a light-hearted misfortune.
See, I think there's actually an interesting thing there. I think a fuck just as a fuck is you letting everyone else know, oh no, this is bad, please do not laugh. So
not in our friendship group. If that happened, is like, as Cass said, calamity pause fuck.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Calamity pause. Fuck. Still hilarious.
I think you're slightly different. I think you like to laugh before anyone is getting anything.
Also, I know that you say that often, and you often are the first to laugh at your own misfortune. You'll be like, fuck, and it'll be with a big smile, inviting us all in for a gentle family ribbing.
Come have a big hug of my misfortune.
We cooked it.
Fuck.
Let me pose two situations to
you. I'm listening.
Mm. Jackson trips over on some wires.
I'm already laughing.
I know. I am aware.
Whoa. Let's say banana cream pie I'm holding slipped into my face.
Let's
say pants fall down. Hot underwear revealed, and then a little flap in the back of the hot underwear opens to reveal bum cheeks.
Let's say
nesting dolls of humiliation. Go
for the sake of my example, Zoe, you are not there, so there is no immediate laughter.
Okay.
Jackson trips over, bumps his knee.
Jackson falls over in the woods, and I'm not there to see it. What's the point?
Well, all right, you got me there. Point over.
Okay. If I see if I see Jackson tripping, and Jackson actually, I'm realizing, is pretty graceful. If I was to, if I were to see Jackson stumble, my immediate thought is, oh no, something's wrong. My only sort of link to this is like that scene in the Twilight books where Alice drops something and it's like, but she's a vampire. If she's dropping something, something's really wrong. And everyone like freaks out for a moment, but in silence. So I'd do that.
It's crazy to know that I hold that place.
But I'd go, I know, I'd go, ooh, as a question.
Yeah, to see if I'm okay.
Yeah, I would hold the space to say, here's my reaction pending.
Yeah, and then if I was like, oh, I'm good, then you could be like, bugger. If I was like, I've broken a leg, then maybe I'd get a fuck. Hey, quick question. What's your all-time favorite moment where I've tripped over?
Because I don't ever remember.
No,
you
don't trip.
Yeah. Adam?
I definitely remember you tripping. I think this was when we did our UK tour.
Yeah.
You tripped. And we asked, there was like no immediate laughter. Mm. I think we were jet lagged.
Yeah.
There was no laughter.
Yeah.
And you getting up said, I don't know what I tripped over except myself.
I remember tripping at, I think it was a D&D live show, and I tripped and I fell for ages. As I was tripping, I was moving forward. So it became less like a trip and more like a run with my head perpendicular to my way.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then from memory, I righted myself, which is pretty impressive.
That is very impressive. See, you have a favorite fall.
I'm impressed with Cass's.
I've seen you fall off stuff.
What did I fall off?
Like the big... the ball.
Oh yeah, the inflatable ball. I've fallen off that many a time.
It's very good every time.
What's your own personal favorite time that you've fallen over? I'm sure that you have some. Sure.
I was just gonna say I'm always impressed with cactuses. I was about to call you cactuses.
I'll accept.
Yeah. I'm personally always very impressed with cactuses' practiced fall.
Oh yeah.
It feels like you whenever you fall. You're never expecting it, but every single time you fall, some sort of emergency services person, you are back part of your brain kicks into gear and your body's like, I know what to do in this scenario.
Yeah, you've got like crumple zones. Yeah. Like you trip and your body collapses into like a sit so that there's no damage taken.
Well, I just want to say... If
like
you
a baby!
She baby!
If you want to get good at everything, all you need to do is practice. And I've had a lot of practicing.
10,000 hours.
10,000 hours I put in those. Falls, but I can't fall anymore because of that. I have my designated crumple zone. But the trick to doing it is as soon as you feel yourself falling, you make a commitment to sit down.
Yeah, okay, that's clever.
That is what to do. I've discussed this with people before and they're like, but you don't, there's a point when you're falling where you don't know if it's like past the point of no return. I'm like, no, that's the thing. As soon as you start,
yeah,
you've got to sit down.
You're exactly right.
Then you can't, that's the thing, and that's the difference, because you try and save yourself. But
yeah, but if you don't, if you're like, even if I could write this up and not fall, I'm not taking the risk, I'm sitting.
That's every single time. You can just sit down.
Everyone fall face forward.
Yeah, so then you just sit.
It's great to imagine that as Cass's body crumples, your body goes rigid.
Like, yeah, just you're like, boom! You become like one of those goats.
Yeah. Well, and then you're down.
But hey, I'm safe too. Yeah,
that's true.
You were saying, Adam?
I forgot.
I love with Adam watching him fall because sometimes he does it in silence and that's crazy.
Oh, yeah, that is great.
I've seen Adam scream when a leaf lands on him.
I don't feel like it's worth saying anything.
Like a leaf just gently brushes Adam's shoulder, a scream, and then I've seen Adam trip and just quietly descend to the ground. I'm like, how are those two things? Well, all right, and then you get up fine. No, it's impressive. I don't know. Yeah. Have you got a falling strategy? I mean, Cass does, obviously, you do. What's your strategy? Adam, when
my strategy is to not draw attention to myself.
I have learned to get away without anyone noticing.
Yeah, that's clever.
Adam falls are rare for that reason.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, maybe they're common. We just don't hear about them.
The less attention I draw to myself, the less people can bully me.
Hey, that's clever.
Yeah. What's your falling strat?
I don't know. I think often the way I fall is when I, because I guess I must drag my feet as I walk. And
yes. Yes.
That checks.
And it must be when I hit like a little kind of ledge or something and I trip more than I fall, I guess.
Mm. Okay.
And when I do that, I don't know. I guess I go down onto my knees hard as is encouraged. And then maybe onto my forearm is probably how I do it. But I've got no strategy.
No, Jack,
like,
you gotta, you got to employ Cass's technique, but instead of going into the sitting, you go into kneeling. Just start praying.
Whoa, no, I was loving God, not tripping over.
You were going
over.
To destroy so many pairs of jeans.
I do, all the time. The way I destroy jeans most of all is
thick
that...
Thick thighs.
Thick, well, I used to be that, but I guess my thighs have de-thickened. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you've lost weight, and that's rude.
That's true. How dare I?
Because you weren't trying.
Yeah, it did just happen. That's true. If I'd gotten bigger, I wouldn't have cared either, you know? But yeah, so it's... Because my jeans have holes in them, you know, like cool, distressed...
Because you're a cool boy, yeah.
Fashion holes.
Yeah.
But I'm...
Fashion hole.
But I'm just not paying attention when I pull on my jeans. And maybe those with distressed jeans themselves might experience this. Where your foot goes into the knee hole and just tears it down.
You go in
that's
so
fast.
Yeah.
You don't need to do that. That's an option.
I get to pull on my pants quick smart when I wake up in the morning. I can't be nude outside of the doona. Or in my underwear, whatever. I don't sleep nude. That's frightening.
What if there's an emergency?
I just hate the idea of sleeping naked. I don't know. I'm against it. I don't like sleeping without a shirt on either.
I think you just need nicer sheets.
The more exhausted I am, the more I can sleep without clothes.
What?
Is that That's a strange thing?
If I'm going to bed feeling like comfortable and like not well rested, what's the word where you had just an average day, I guess?
Tired?
Not tired.
Sleepy?
Not sleep, no.
It's bedtime and that's what you have to do
now
I'm because
like,
of
oh
the
yeah,
clock.
I'll go to bed. I could basically be wearing 3 layers. I basically need to wear 3 layers. But if I like finish a marathon at the bed, I can be like, no clothes. It's fine.
For me, I guess it's heat, but I don't like that. Like getting, I'll sleep in. I don't know if I've slept naked
decade. I used to love sleeping naked.
Yeah.
And recently I had to stop sleeping naked because when I got Stringer Bell, he would come in and out of my room. So I'd have my bedroom door open.
Sure.
And I didn't want to subject the world. Because, you know, you end up in weird positions. It's never going to be like you lying there rigid. It's going to be you legs splayed. And
absolutely.
Like, here's my labia.
Somehow my butthole would be on display if people saw me sleeping naked.
So I stopped doing that. And then when I
it's
moved.
Just life.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
just life.
And there we are.
You balls. Do sleep butt out.
Boop. For the ghosts.
I was looking at you, Zoe, but I was actually referring to Jackson. But surely you also do sleep butt out. Now that I come to think of it, you would have a similar butt sleep
it's
pattern.
If we ever share a bed, we sleep butt to butt. It's
absolutely.
Real nice. Our nurses kiss.
Create an entire cat-dog-like hole from mouth to mouth.
If I may very quickly as well, I was responding to Jackson, but Zoe, I wanted you to continue, so I was looking at you as if prompting you. Anyway, please, do continue.
Anyway, and when I moved out, I was like, hell yeah, gonna start sleeping necky again.
Yeah.
Because I have a doornail like an adult. Mm-hmm. And thank you for finding that funny.
It's nice to get a door.
Yeah, the idea that children don't have doors is also very funny.
What do you get for your 18th? Door!
Oh! I got my door at 17 because my parents trust me.
That's very
everyone,
lucky.
Everyone. I got my door license at school today.
Turn 21, a key to the door.
I had to learn cursive holes before I could take the door.
Cursive hole.
You're allowed beaded curtain until then.
What if my first girlfriends had a beaded curtain instead of a door?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was no good.
Yeah, that...
We still went for it, which is crazy.
Yeah, because you're teenagers and you're horny.
Yeah, like thinking back, I'm like, so dangerous. But we just didn't care.
Living on the edge.
Yeah, that's nuts, man.
Life. How thick was the partition?
Oh, not like, thick. Like, it was
some beads,
sparse
Adam.
Beads. Yeah.
Those are the, like... Jewel style plastic beads?
Yeah, cheap, clickety clackety plastic
all
beads.
All I was thinking is, how far apart is the space? So, like, can you see through it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, but like, kind of like looking through a frosted window. You can get an idea what was happening on the inside.
Yeah, some can be kind of thick. So, some can be basically a door, as in you can't see.
Okay, bring him back.
If their parents were on the other side of the door, they would look through and be like, what is he inexpertly doing to my daughter? Like, that would be what would be visible to
imagine her. A house of only beads.
You can't slam a beaded curtain, which is unfortunate.
But every time you walk through, it makes a good noise. Mm. So, like, not like 100% of the times you walk through are going to be satisfying. but you can't get that one thing.
Yeah, that is true. What if you could make a curtain out of anything, beaded style?
Yeah.
What would it be? Bees is my answer. What did you say?
Meeples. What did you say?
Bees.
Oh, all right.
Both great answers. Yeah. Can I just say meatballs is maybe better because what a disgusting thing to walk through.
Oh, just having it slap against your body
on the way out.
Oh, are yours? Are they covered in marinara sauce?
Yes.
Dripping.
Zoe's one is unpleasant because you know how a beaded door or curtain or whatever will occasionally lose a strand? I don't want that in my life.
No.
Flory meatballs.
Flory. Oh, it's covered in floor. Yeah, bees. Bees, but what if they're alive? How are we thinking that?
Oh, they get to choose when you enter.
That's true. And they sting you as you walk through, which I guess kills them. So
if there's ever an emergency, finally.
You can get rid of the problem you caused.
Bees will only sting you if the hive is nearby, or they think.
I'll make sure.
Okay. Well, yeah. Then they'll.
I will carry the hive on my back like a backpack. Always. Yeah,
just a little queen as a brooch. Yeah.
It's great to imagine, Jack. You walk through the curtain and come out like because a single bee sting is kind of barely noticeable because a bee sting is so tiny.
But to walk through it,
you notice it.
It's a small thing that, yes, I know. What I'm saying is visibly.
Oh, that's true.
What I'm saying is it would be funny to see tiny little pins in you.
That's true. And you would, because I go through bead curtains like, I make like a...
Shut up!
I do. I have a method.
Oh no! Do you boat?
Yeah, I boat.
You make a stern boat.
Yeah, and whoa. Okay, well, it's so sad to find out I'm not unique with
Jackson,
my bead.
No one's going like face first in the bead cut. It's like
that'd be weird. Yeah, no one does that.
Yep.
No, it can feel nice to have them wash over you and let your nose be the boat. Also, you can do a swipe from like right left to left to right.
Good. That is good.
I will do that swipe sometimes, actually. Mm.
Yeah.
To push it aside so...
I Naruto run in, so it's all
fine. That's good.
Let your nose be the butt.
I like the idea of going in, like, shouldering it like you're trying to break open a door. That's good, too. Man, bead curtains are all right. Maybe we should have more of them.
We'll get Zaman to put them in the new studio.
Yeah, I think that'll be good for soundproofing. Absolutely.
It could be.
Yeah, I don't
know. You'll be able to hear two podcasts simultaneously. Yeah,
that's true.
That's double your content.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'd be doing the listeners a favor.
We'll have
it's more incoherent, but I know it's more. So.
It's two podcasts, and also if they're trying to sleep and they like hearing traffic, it's that as well.
It's kind of like you got a bowl of spaghetti that you've put a hot dog in. You know what I mean?
You're like, oh yes, I could just eat these separately, but they're in the same bowl.
Absolutely. More is more always.
A bowl of spaghetti with hot dogs and Pop Rocks in it. Yeah, absolutely.
Don't make spaghetti gritty. I feel like that's just an easy lesson to learn.
Most food
shouldn't
be gritty, man.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
An abhorrent texture.
Yeah.
Everyone has memories of biting into something and feeling grit and wanting to vomit.
Everybody has memories of eating.
I ate some sand while over New Year's and I thought my tooth broke.
Oh, yeah, sand. No. I was going to say everybody has memories of eating sand as well.
It was the worst experience.
We've all eaten sand, Adam. Zoe did it recently.
It was an accident. I've
not eaten sand.
You ate, but as a child, you ate sand.
Yeah, you
got to
try it.
Yeah,
what?
Absolutely.
No! What? Oh, my God! Oh, my fucking Lord.
You gotta see.
What is wrong with
bad.
You?
It's bad. You know it's bad.
I was obsessed with eating dry cat food as a kid.
That rolls.
Yeah.
Hell yes. Yeah.
Salty.
Absolutely. I can imagine.
Oh, no. They've turned you to Cass. Et tu Cassius.
I know. As in it checks for Zoe to be eating cat food.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm never doing that.
I once ate dog food.
I'm fancy not going to eat cat food.
The dog food I ate was a special dog food that was like Scooby snack themed. And me and a friend were like, oh, we'll eat this because it's Scooby snack. So it's for both human and dog consumption. And then we did and found out that was not the case. And I don't know why we thought that.
Well, of the cartoon.
Yeah,
I know why you thought that because you did not read the box where it probably clearly said.
That's
only
after
four.
Having one and being like, this doesn't taste good. I don't know why we're both meant to eat this. And then looking at the pack
it's
and being
meaty. It's a meaty cookie.
This mookie sucks. Which is crazy because you could make that.
The Venn diagram of foods that both dogs and people can have is a circle, and it says Weet-Bix.
Don't feed your dog Weet-Bix.
Adam love
too. Have you ever fed a cat a prawn cracker? That shit's hilarious.
Yeah, giving animals food they're not meant to eat is funny. Whiskey, my parents' dog, loves coffee. That's hilarious.
Yes, oh no!
Caffeine, that dog.
He loves. If you have like an empty takeaway coffee mug in the back seat of the car, he will get his nose in that and have just a wild time.
Oh, what a good boy. He's so hyper.
You know how there's so many things with dogs where they're like, dogs can't have this, yes. But it's actually like a select few dogs are allergic to this and you can't tell, so you shouldn't risk it.
Yeah.
Mm. For some reason, my parents just risk it with whiskey. All right. So far, he's been okay.
For some reason? What could that reason be?
What's that about?
Is that related to how you risk things? Do you think?
Was I raised like my parents' dog?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whiskey once ate a whole block of dark chocolate. He was all chill. Loves grapes. All chill. Coffee?
Didn't they have to make him throw up that chocolate?
That was a separate eating of dog chocolate.
And didn't, in that separate eating of dog chocolate, he display classic signs of being poisoned?
Yes, that is true. But he was okay in the end once they made him vomit.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Also, Shut Up a Second is great, but if you've ever wondered what a show with people who love each other would sound like, then Bailey Family Circus is the podcast for you. Join Jackson, his dad, his mum and his brother as they answer your questions, agony aunt style. Go to sanspantsradio.com, search Bailey Family Circus, and finally find out why Jackson is like this.
Yeah!
Okay, so... Jack. I think we can draw a pretty solid conclusion from that. And then he ate dark chocolate, which has more cocoa solids in it, and yes. He was fine?
No, he ate milk chocolate, a block,
yep.
And he was fine. And then he ate a whole bunch of dark chocolate-coated licorice.
Maybe it's the licorice he doesn't like.
Well, possibly. He got very hyperactive, which is apparently the first sign that your dog's been chocolate poisoned. Then he was running around like crazy. They couldn't catch him. He was like going onto the couch and flipping off the couch cushions, going crazy. So they grabbed him. They gave him some...
Hydroperoxide.
Something to make him throw up. He was like, yeah. Then he just stopped. Very still and was like, oh no. Then he went outside and did a big vomit and then came inside very chastised and just went straight to bed.
Hell yeah.
Which I think is very funny because for him, what was that night like? He was like, delicious food, life rules. I'm partying, baby. I'm partying. Mom's here. What's she feeding me? Oh. Oh no. Something's. Oh my God. What is happening? I gotta go to bed.
Sounds like a good night.
It was whiskey's night. He had the time of his life.
Then he woke up and was fine.
Yeah, and then he woke up and was just chilling. It was fine. Most frustrating thing about that dog, okay, is that for Christmas last year, we gave him a steak, okay?
Lucky boy.
He didn't care. He just ate the steak like we could have given him a banana. Like, there was we shouldn't have
no
gone.
No ceremony.
Yeah, he wasn't like, oh.
Yeah, fuck that dog.
He didn't thank you.
No, but he wasn't appreciative that this was a better food than the ones he typically gets.
He's a dog.
Well, he surely could tell that this was larger than the amount of meat we typically give him. Better quality.
Yes.
Instead, he just was like, oh, up, 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 finished it in like 2 seconds and then looked at us for more.
Jackson.
He's never getting a steak again. Jackson, actually, I think we gave him one last
Christmas.
That dog.
Jackson, can I ask you something?
Sure.
I want you to tell me.
Yes.
What whiskey could have done to have that situation have been worth it for you?
No, I'm with you, Jack. You know what he could have done? He could have sat down, he could have looked whoever gave it to him dead in the eye, and he could have said, Franku!
Franku, Roxon! I love this rake!
I understand what Christmas is!
Your kind gift has given me the gift of speech! Thank you!
Then you have to give the dog a giant steak every day.
Absolutely. I'll ruse it, Jackson.
I'm so sentient.
What has happened?
That's not good.
Your family goes broke.
Frankly, if that's how whiskey spoke, maybe I would stop giving him steaks. Let's be honest. It's pretty annoying.
And you know, dogs aren't thinking like coherent sentences as well. It's like, car, bird, itchy.
Hey, have you seen that lady that taught her dog to talk using buttons?
No.
Did she teach the dog to talk, or did she train the dog to press the right buttons
She's like
at the right
time? Speech pathologist or like a zoological speech pathologist. Uh-huh. I don't know. She got the background. And what she did is she set up a whole bunch of, you know, those like buzzers you can get that you press and they make a noise.
Yeah.
So she got a whole bunch of them and she changed them to mean different. So like you'd press it and it would say outside, and you press it and it would say walk, and you press it and say me, and you press it and it would say like the name of the dog's owner. And then slowly over like years, she's taught the dog what ones mean what, and the dog uses it to speak to her.
So Jackson, I don't think that's speaking.
Yeah, so no, Jackson,
communicate, whatever.
Jackson,
I mean, yeah, communicate.
Is this not just what you were talking about with Coco the gorilla?
Yeah, but the dog, well, interestingly, the dog uses different ones to construct sentences, which is apparently pretty interesting and not typically a thing that you would expect from a dog.
Is it because he wants multiple things?
No, so he'll use them in conjunction to mean a larger, more complex idea. So, like, once I think the dad of the dog, so the lady who's doing its husband or whatever, he left and the dog communicated with the button something like, I'm sad I can't go on walks because dad has left. So, like, more complex ideas than that. You can look her up on YouTube. It's crazy. The dog loves going outside and just keeps slamming the button for outside.
They should
and
let him
very
outside.
Very funny. He'll be like, outside, outside, outside. And she'll be like, you're not going outside. And he'll be like, want outside. It's great. Look it up.
I that feel like a chaotic home to live in.
Jackson, you told me about how and that was not true for like an ape.
Yeah.
So how is it true for
I said
a
it
dog.
Wasn't true for Coco.
Oh,
so Coco was stupid. Every other ape is good.
Maybe. All I know is that the Coco research was bupkis. And the guy that was training Coco was a pervert. So, just saying, Coco the gorilla, not that cool.
The gorilla's cool, the people aren't.
You just want a dog to be sentient because you want to change brains or something. Some stupid thing.
If I had set up this dog talking machine, then maybe. Otherwise, I think it's pretty cool.
That sucked, dude.
I don't know how this. I was bringing to my friends an interesting factoid, and I got chat on. Whatever. I don't. Yeah.
You know what a good thing to say?
Yeah.
Would be for that bugger.
I think bugger. It's disappointing we don't use the full full buggery.
Yeah, buggery's good.
Buggery. It's buggery. Like fancy.
Yeah. A fancy buggery.
A buggery. Ooh, it's Virginia, you know?
It is. It's good. It's powerful.
I had to start a swear jar in my house this week.
That's great.
And I have been the biggest contributor to the swear jar.
Hell
so,
yeah.
So I live with a kid. It's not mine, but it's also not meant to be there.
I think like, it's not mine, but it's also not mine.
It's not mine. It lives. He lives there part-time because his dad, my roommate, lives there.
Yes.
And I swear in front of him a lot, and he's been told, and he started parroting my swearing, and then they were like, oh, Zoe, you should probably swear less in front of him, and I was like, maybe. And then we were talking about.
I thought you were about to say. And I said, maybe you should shut the fuck up.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Gotcha.
Fuck you.
There.
No, I was like, yeah, of course. Like, it's a 6-year-old kid. I shouldn't be swearing in front of him. And then I swore in front of him again the other day. And right. we kind of jokingly were like, oh, we should get Zoe a swear jar. And I was like, haha, that'd be really funny. And then maybe 5 minutes later, the kid was parroting me.
Yeah.
It was me and his dad. And so the kid was parroting everything I said. And to get it to stop, because, oh boy, is that fucking annoying, I just looked the kid dead in the eye and I went, fuck. And he knows he's not allowed to swear. So he just stared at me and then stared at his dad for a little bit and then stared at me again and just looked really confused. And then the dad was like, Zoe, please don't do that. And now we have a swear jar.
How much? What's the? Is there a different pricing for different classes?
No, it's 10 cents for every. Oh, well, because we don't say cunt in front of him. Full stop.
Fair.
That one we have managed to avoid.
Yeah.
But everything just kind of has a general 10 cent rule. And when the jar is full, he can go buy whatever he wants with the money.
That's cool that your swearing is paying for his candy.
Yeah, he's kind of figured that out, and he's making me like he's
making you swear.
He's going to figure out that if he hurts you or does something that it'll make you swear, or if he keeps parroting you.
Yeah, that's true.
This is a bad idea.
Yeah. It's great because some friends of his dad came over and were like they swore in front of Leo, and then he was like, "You got to put 10 cents in the jar," and they were like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, you got to go put 10 cents in the jar, man. You got to go put 10 cents." Because those are the rules. If an adult swears in front of me, so all these grown men had to like shamefully put.
That kid is making bank. That's
It rules. It rules.
I feel like if I was doing it, I would have pricing structures though. So,
oh, no.
10 cents for a light cuss, 20 cents for a
too complicated
harder cuss.
Too complicated, man. It's.
But I feel like general. If I say something like shit fuckers, that's like 50 cents.
I'm same as Jackson. You make it annoying because it has nothing to do with the kid. It's about the adults, and I would. Put the money towards a charity or something.
Cunt knockers, fuck off. That should go somewhere.
See, I feel like my parenting style leans more towards that. Every cuss should be the same amount because all cussing is bad.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, because that's what you're trying to teach the kid at the moment.
You don't want to teach him
that there are worse cusses. Yes.
I want to teach him that there are better cusses.
Yeah, he's going to find that out at school.
Smarter, more innovative ways to cuss. Get your money's worth.
Absolutely.
If I'm going to pay 10 cents for any cuss, then I'm going to fit as many cusses into one word as possible.
Absolutely. If I could get one long hyphenated uber cuss.
And this is why.
The supercalifragilisticexpialidocious of cusses.
Yeah.
And this is why.
Yes.
You are your parents' child.
We never had a swear jar, but I don't really remember when I learnt swears. Oh, I remember learning fuck and telling kids at primary school.
Hell yeah.
That was pretty cool. I'm like, yo, I've learnt this crazy word I'm not allowed to say. Gather around. And they're like, holy shit, this is the swear words.
That's what they said.
Yeah, what?
holy shit,
fuck, dude. What's the gun? I was like, shut your fucking mouth. Dustin, anyway, it's your fuck. Gums. And I was like, it's fuck. And everyone was like, whoa. And yeah, I remember I said that. This is like burned into my memory for some reason. We were gathered around a heater on a cold winter's day in the library during free period.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mock you. Guess who did the same
thing? Yeah. But, and then I was like, oh, hey, here's this word I learned. Fuck. And there was this girl in my class that I didn't have a crush on, but my friend thought I did. And he's like, you just said that because you wanted to. Like, impress her, and I was like, what? But, I mean, yeah, I don't know why, but that's just burned.
I mean, yeah.
I suppose. It just burned into my brain for some reason.
That's exciting. That means your brain, like, experienced that moment and was like, whoa.
This is strange. Catalog
flag
that.
This, yeah.
Flag this so we can look at this and examine it later, and clearly I've never come to grips with it, so I'm still examining it to this day. Yeah, it's funny to imagine a child brain thinking that that would be like a cool thing you could trot out to impress somebody, like a potential romantic partner.
Like, I'm gonna say all the bad words I know.
Yeah, see if they're like, "Whoa, I should date that
guy." He's a bad
dad,
boy.
When did you meet?
Well, he came up to me and he said, "I know the word fuck," and well, I mean,
10 cents on the swear jar.
It's good.
The rest is history. Yeah. You know?
It's good to try and imagine doing that on a date now, like on a Tinder date. Like, hi, I'm Jackson. I know all the swears. So if you want to learn any of them, fuck, I know that one. Shit is another one that's pretty cool.
Another secret one for second date.
Yeah. I heard there's one called the Big C, but
I don't really know what that one is, but I'm not allowed to say it. So.
I remember learning that one because a kid in my primary school, like, and I'll just repeat how it was told to me.
Sure.
He called the teacher an effing C and then ran out of the school.
Oh, man.
It was like, oh, my God, that must be bad. And so we all learned what cunt was. And I remember going home to my best friend and being like, I've just learned the worst one. And she's like, and that's one of those things that's burned into my brain as well. We were sitting on opposite ends of her bedroom, like, both leaning against the wall on opposite ends. Like, it was like
like a film or something.
Yeah.
I was like, I've learned her swear word. And we're like upstairs in her bedroom.
Yeah.
She's like, what is it? I'm like, cunt. And she's like, cunt. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
What are you doing? Do we all still believe that cunt is the worst swear word?
I think it's different in Australia.
Different in Australia.
Depends on where you are. Probably wouldn't say it in the US, but.
I wouldn't say it to someone. Like, I would never use it at, like.
Yeah, that's true. I don't even really.
In a derogatory term.
Yeah. I don't use it. You know, they say the classic, like, Australia, your mates, your cunts, and your cunts are your mates, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't. Well,
you call your mate a cunt, and
that
you call
makes more sense than my one.
I think it's different in different countries, but I think in English speaking places, cunt is the worst one. Like, you would, like, it's reflected in rating systems and everything.
That's true, yeah.
And you'll have some shows that will still bleep that word and keep the other ones in. But I think there are worse words you can say, and they're all slurs.
That's true.
Well, I'm not talking about slurs.
You upgrade from cuss to slur.
Yeah.
Cunt is the top of the cuss ceiling.
Yeah.
And then if you want worse in general words, you're in slur territory. Yeah.
But
welcome
you
to slur country.
You become a bad person then.
Oh, yeah, like, they are the worst for a reason.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I get... I'm not interested in slurs. That's not the topic of today's episode.
Yeah.
Swears, on the other hand, can we get it? Can any one of you give me a rating for like worst?
Oh, like a ranking system?
Yeah.
Okay.
Worst down to least
cunt,
offensive.
Fuck.
Shit.
Yeah, that's
it. End of swears.
Oh man, beginning at shit feels powerful.
Oh bitch.
Yeah.
And then is that
then
all?
Then ass?
No, yeah, because then you hit the strata of like.
Would you say ass is a swear?
Yeah, I wouldn't say ass.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, you don't want a kid saying it.
Yeah, it's something you wouldn't say in front of a kid, but you can say amongst adults, and it's
that's
fine.
A good way of defining it. I like that.
Also, like piss, bitches. Oh yeah.
Get some bitch.
I think bitch is the cutoff for when like you wouldn't say that around someone.
Call these a tough cuss.
Welcome to Sans Pants After Dark. Where we rate the sweat.
Yeah,
you're not allowed to listen to this until after 9:30.
Go on.
I think there's like, you know, cunt fuck shit. Those are like top to bottom of your top tier swears.
Absolutely.
Those will get bleeped.
God tiers.
Those are getting bleeped for sure. And then you've got the like under category. I think bitch, when it's used in a derogatory way, you would usually bleep that and you would protect
that
from other people.
Yeah.
And then you've got dick and ass.
Yeah.
And then of course pussy.
Yeah.
But I think that dick and pussy end up getting bleeped for different reasons.
Yeah. I think pussy, just because of the patriarch.
No, exactly. It's
like higher up.
Yeah.
I think it's a sexuality thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And
would you say
the
pussy was a swear word?
Yeah.
It would be bleeped.
It'd be bleeped.
It'd be
bleeped, wouldn't say it around a kid.
But I feel like it's in a different claw.
Yeah, no, I think
like I wouldn't say genocide in front of a kid either.
But I think Jackson's spot on. It's more a patriarchal thing, and it's more about the content of the thing you're describing rather than the word.
When would you
word?
Ever use that word
well, see, that,
as
but
a
that's,
swear
that's
word?
That's the thing. You wouldn't call someone a dick. You'd call someone a dickhead, but you never call someone a pussyhead.
No, but you'd call someone a fucking, like a pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
So you'd
that's it. True. Yeah, that's true, actually.
You're a pussy.
I would say you put pussy with bitch.
I would say...
Does anyone else feel like these are personifications?
What do you mean?
Put pussy with bitch, like two people have been put together.
I think like pussy, bitch, dick, and ass.
Yeah.
Ass is a bit lower.
But I'd go put that
ass is among like ass is bottom.
Yeah.
Ass is like
is
Z.
Next to hell.
Is that funny?
Yeah. What?
It's because ass is bottom.
Oh, I genuinely just didn't. Look, can we get back to swearing? Serious topic here.
I think ass is one of the first things that is like
it begins your low tier of cusses.
It's like a 6-year-old cuss.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got our tough cusses and our soft cusses.
Yeah, great.
Yes, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
The cuss line.
And I like your arrow for dick and pussy. That's
it depends.
It's a moving one.
It's a context
one.
Thing.
Yeah.
I would a lot of it's contextual,
I would personally put pussy in if we're considering it a swear. I guess we are, it is a swear.
Yeah.
I would put it in the hard swears rather than the soft.
Well, I think
ones.
That's what the arrow indicates. Yeah, that it can be up there.
The intent really affects it.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some other low tier swears? Damn, that's a swear.
Damn's super low tier, and I think it's more in the US than here.
That's true. That's a good
you
point.
Think is it damn on its own or is it goddamn?
No, it's damn on its own. I've seen in early Simpsons Marge get angry at Bart for saying damn and being like, "Don't cuss."
Yeah.
Oh, actually, we're not even getting to children cusses.
Yeah,
damn and shut up—the ones where you are rude to someone and you've chosen to use something hurtful.
Yes,
it's your first introduction to using language to hurt someone.
Introductory swears.
Shut up. I don't know.
Shut up.
No, I remember. Yeah. I got put to bed early once for telling a kind of uncle to shut up.
Well, shut up feels like, this is going to sound insane maybe, but shut up feels like a children's scoop of ice cream where it doesn't feel like I'm actually having ice cream.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's because
we know all the tough cusses.
Absolutely.
You're trying to be, I think.
We're so inoculated to cuss that shut up doesn't even register.
I think shut up is just trying to teach a kid not to be rude.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd consider it a...
No, I think it's a cuss. Oh. Yeah. Look, it's a kid's cuss.
It is a kid's cuss because it is teaching politeness. Because when you end up growing up, you are able to recontextualize how you can speak to someone and really gauge that. But when you're a kid, you don't have so much of that sense. So if you tell someone to shut up, it's like, no, be polite as a first thing.
But
like,
I see what you mean, Adam. For me, it straddles the line. Shut up would be the very beginning.
Oh, 100%.
It has a foot in both fields.
I just don't see that.
Bloody and hell.
That would be above shut up and...
We need to make a separate line for Australian versus non-Australian cusses. Because bloody,
I think we're just going to have to do Australian, tragically.
Yeah, that's fair. But bloody and hell, they're very low.
Yeah.
Bloody is whatever, but it still counts as a cuss.
Yeah. Bloody is like your first fucking for emphasis. And hell is one of those ones where it is contextually relevant. If you're like, go to hell or, oh, hell. And your parents are like, no.
What about balls?
Oh, that's low, but it's good. I put that on there.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm listening.
Now, the child I live with is allowed to say nuts.
Oh, okay.
Nuts is different.
Nuts falls into a category of it's not even a swear. I mean,
it's slang. It's slang for balls.
Yeah.
It's basically, it feels like just another way of saying rats.
Yeah,
nuts. No, he'll be like,
My nuts.
Oh.
Or like dad's nuts. Then
that's yeah, that's fair.
Or if you ask him where did he come from, he's like, my dad's nuts, because we're a bunch of children who had children, so.
There it is. But I would, nuts, I would, but it's still pretty low.
Yeah.
It's pretty low. And yeah,
but above shut up.
I think Adam's really correct in that we have our rank of swears. We've got our God and top tiers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then when you get into the ones that a kid swears, they're all contextually relevant as to one of them is preventing impoliteness, and one of them is preventing talking about inappropriate things in front of people.
Yes,
And slang allows you to do that because it feels cool, but because everything becomes slang, that's where it goes into swear territory.
Here's an interesting one.
Okay.
Fudge. But you are obviously replacing the word fuck.
I think that's okay. I don't think it counts as a swear.
I reckon you would be sus of your kid for using fudge, but you would be able to clock that they are making a choice to not swear.
Yeah.
So you would be like, oh, I don't like that they're trying to spice up their sentences with curses, but I know they're doing the right thing, so you wouldn't really be able to say shit about it.
Fudge is like a baby chino to a cappuccino. There's no caffeine in it.
Yeah.
But it is obviously frothy. Intended to... Yeah, it's frothy like a coffee.
I feel like... I don't know. I guess it's just my opinion, but I feel like if you include shut up, you need to include things like fudge.
Yeah, but there's no...
Nah. There's no malice with fudge.
Yeah. Fudge and Footscray, that's another classic, I don't know, for me anyway.
No.
Like, don't say
presumably
fuck, say
Melbourne specific.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're going
imagine.
Beyond Australian versus the world.
Sugar for shit. I think
sugar, honey, iced tea.
I love that charity. Yeah. Sugar for shit? Fertilizing the world. Yeah, I love that.
Sugar's a good one. I remember like adults around me using sugar when something went wrong. That's a good intro to swears, but I wouldn't count it as a swear. I'd put it with fudge where you're
it's
like...
It's an exclamation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd put that with fudge and be like...
Done. That's the same.
I think it goes, done, fudge, sugar, shut up, ass, etc. And
dick
bum,
pussy bitch.
Yeah. And bum and nuts, same category. Yeah.
Bum and nuts are baby swears.
I wouldn't even say bum was a swear at all.
I remember being like 5 and discussing, like telling a bedtime story with my nana and saying bum lots because my parents weren't there and I could just say bum. And again, I think bum is contextual because when you're a child, you talk about bum lots with your parents. They're like, okay. And then it's clearly all you want to do is be rude and invoke a reaction. And they're like, stop. Because it's not funny.
That's true. It's not a swear. It's just something your parents don't want to hear from you.
Bum, 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 bum.
It's exciting when you know that that word, has an impact beyond regular words.
Yes. Yep. You've learned.
It's a
some
stronger
words,
word.
Yeah.
It's a bit stronger. And you're like,
bum
oh.
v. apple. If I say apple, no one cares. If I say bum, that Richter scale, that earthquake, whatever you call it, there's a little notch
a little
in there.
I think, sorry, go on.
A little tremor. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Yeah.
I don't know if that's it or if you say bum, 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 bum. That gets the Richter scale. But obviously, saying apple, 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 apple gets the same result. Kids are just idiots.
Apple will be annoying for my parents.
Apple will be annoying. Bum is the sign of things to bum and yeah. You're like, oh, I'm gonna cut this off now because yeah. This is the gateway swear.
Absolutely.
C-U-M.
Cum and jizz as well.
Mm.
Yeah, where do they fit?
I feel like they're higher up on the list because you really don't encounter them until a lot older.
But are they're these swears or just rude words?
Yeah, I don't think, I wouldn't classify cum or, because you wouldn't be like, come on, y'all. Like, there's no way to kind of use it as an insult.
What a strange attempt.
Dividing swears and rude words throws a lot of things into
absolutely, yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because there's words, yeah, like, it's like you're saying vagina isn't inherently a rude word.
Mm.
But you know you're not really meant to draw attention to it. Like, you, like balls and nuts is kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think little boys are a little bit different to little girls because they're like, my balls, my penis, like, oh my God, it's external.
Yeah. It's all happening.
Yeah. But
I just got here. Have you seen these things?
Wowzers.
But yeah, I think it's contextual because I think cum isn't, you wouldn't use it at someone.
No.
Yeah, it's not going to be.
Like, all rude. Of these words are words you can use at someone.
That's true. I think you, as we've been discussing them, Zoe, it seems like you've been whittling them down into a functional, effective
can you,
list.
Can you give us the list?
Yeah, right. that's so to round out today's
to
episode,
bottom
let's
to
hear
top.
This
yeah.
list. All right. Bottom to top.
So we got our lowest tier.
Sure.
Our kid swears.
Mm.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Bloody hell.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. Balls and nuts.
Okay,
great. Bloody hell's good.
Yeah.
And then you've got your self cusses,
mm-hmm.
your bitch,
mm-hmm.
your dick and pussy,
yeah.
mm-hmm. your ass.
Sure.
Dick and pussy, contextual,
mm-hmm.
and depending with intent.
Yes.
Then we got our God tier of cusses, starting from the bottom going up. Mm-hmm. Number three, in our bronze position, we have shit. uh-huh. For our silver medal, we have, oh, fuck.
Oh!
And obviously, first place, cunt.
Woo!
All right.
Cunt!
If you want to send us your list of cusses, I'm at Retro Archetype.
I'm at All Dogs Are Dead.
I'm at Cass Cass Page.
And I'm at Zoe Sans Pants.
And on that note.
No. Oh.
Time to end the episode.
I've been Cass.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Zoe.
I've been your host, Adam.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.